when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Oh, good morning, good afternoon, good evening for all of you precious Blood River Radio family members out there, and especially the ones that keep us on the air. I've just got to talk with the in fact, I got to call Biscuit soon. I'm way behind on my phone calls, but I would like to thank you people for keeping us on the air, keeping Blood River Radio on the air. We've been on a lot longer than I thought we would last. I really, really have. We've been on since October, the year of our Lord and Savior, 2018. I never thought we'd make it this far. But anyway, who are we? We are Blood River Radio. My name is the host and the founder, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We are proudly, and I will say again, proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio. And Johnny Radio, he runs the whole thing. Johnny Radio, you might know him as Sam Bushman. I just call him Johnny Radio. Anyway, he tolerates us, and he puts up with us, and he keeps us in the air when nobody else would. I guarantee double damn to you. Anyway, people, like I told you, you're listening to Blood River Radio. I told you my name, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and I'm not repeat that just to hear my name. I'm not that damn vain. But anyway, and this is, let me see, it is February the 22nd in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, 2025. There ain't no name that's ever existed under the sun other than Jesus Christ that man can be saved. That's the only name that can save man. Always say it. It's always true. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. I just got to talk to my wife yesterday. Some people are hard to get over the fact that you don't have to be baptized, people. You don't have to have a little water sprinkled on your head or have your head soused under a creek to get saved. No, you don't. The baptism they're talking about in the scripture is the being baptized by the Holy Ghost. And anyway, I don't know why I came up with that. I just threw that off the side. But people talk about, oh, you got to get baptized. No, it's a crock. I think, I'm talking from coming from a recovering Baptist, but the people have made baptism into an idol. They really have. They have all these idol rituals. But if you want to get baptism, if you get baptized in the right way, I guess there's no harm in it. But I don't know. Maybe I'm unorthodox, but it looks like. And how I got off on that, I'll never know. But anyway, people. This is a Christian show, and we always say a prayer, and we're going to name a couple of people extra that are special to me in this prayer. So if you will, people, please bow your head. Almighty Father God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of all seen and unseen, the one who sent your son, your only begotten son to Christ, your only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to earth. Hey, he's the, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I know some people don't believe that, but I don't only just believe it. I know it's true. If you don't like that, just take it up with the King James Bible. Anyway, oh Lord, thank you so much for keeping us on the air this many years. Thank you for bringing me in here this radio station today, Lord. I had to be dragged in here almost today. It's been a tough 2 weeks. Anyway, but thank you, Lord, for bringing us in. Thank you for keeping that fire in my belly. Thank you for giving us the wisdom and the discernment on who to fight and how to do that. And like I always say, Lord, let me, even if I'm having to drag myself into the battle, please don't ever let me cower out, chicken out. Always give me that pit bull desire to go up and personal, to get amongst them and to do what we have to do to eliminate these satanic evil bastards that your enemies. I ask all this in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. People, I'd like to put another prayer out there for two people that are really dear to me. I communicated with my brother Rich Hamblin last night. He's really suffering bad. I don't think he'd mind me telling you that. But if you will, to you people out there to pray for Rich. He's really in bad shape as far pain-wise. And also, I talked to Rand, our beloved co-host, my other beloved brother, and he's just not doing well. It seems like everybody I know just is, you know, got all kinds of health problems. And I just don't know what's going on. But anyway, please keep them in your prayers. Also, I would like to let you know I'm dedicating this program to the Charlottesville Five, in which I'm a proud member of that group. And I sent a photo of some of my people today. That photo, I can see it just like we were yesterday. We were someplace the day after the Battle of Charlottesville. Battle of Charlottesville was August the 12th of 2017, which was a Saturday. On that Sunday, the 13th, we came back from Virginia. We stopped someplace, me and my other four brothers, at a rest area in Tennessee, somewhere in Tennessee, and we had our photograph made. And so that's on our website under media. But it was Matt the Mole Goodwin, yours truly, Eddie the Barbadier Miller, none other than the Bitter Ender, Gene Andrews, Simon Roach of South Africa, and the Bearded Wonder, my brother, Rich Hamblin. Those guys are just, they're so precious to me. I love them so much. I bonded with them just like you welded two pieces of steel together. They're the salt of the earth. They really are. And keep them in your prayers, if you will. And before I do anything else, another thing that fires me up is getting messages from like this one right here. Here's a message I got. I got a text message. He says, "Hello, Eddie. For the few of us unreconstructed Southerners who don't submit to the Jew-worshipping Trump and his assorted faggots and mongrels, we look forward to Blood River Radio." I got to pull it down a little bit. Hang on. I commend you for giving no quarter, whether it be to the eternal enemy or to those who pose as comrades but counsel us to relent and take the 30 pieces of silver. Let me pull this down some more. I had this on my computer. Nobody has taken a harder line than you, Eddie. You stand nearly alone because you are the genuine article. I look forward to listening tonight. And the people, I don't say that to build me up at all, but I couldn't be here all the time without people like Biscuit. They came from Biscuit, and people like Jay-Z from AZ, and people like Jim from Washington, and Frank Hawaii, and the Adams family in Virginia. People like that, they tell me stuff like that. It lets you know you're not out there alone. And I love those people. I really do. Without Biscuit, there would be no Blood River Radio. Without those people I just mentioned to you, there would be no Blood River Radio, because we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it without the money, for damn sure. And it's really hard to do something like that, as hardcore as this station is, without moral support. Well, see, I'd like to thank you guys. I really would. All the people I just mentioned. Also, Sister Monica's off tonight. She's going to cut down to every over the weekend. She's so busy. She's working herself to death. She got her own radio program. So we talked, and she said she wants to cut down to every other weekend. I said, that's fine. I totally understand. I'm just fortunate to have her for my spirit sister. We love each other like sister and brother. That's no BS. And also, here's the quick up. Our brother Paul Fromm is going to be on tonight. I want him back on to talk about the Dresden Memorial he went to last week. This is Dresden. This will be the last weekend, since this is the last Saturday of February. This is the last weekend of Dresden month. And never forget Dresden, people. Never forget it. And never forget who did that to who. It was the international Jew did it against our fellow white Christian brothers and sisters there. That's for sure. People, hour one, like I said, is Paul Fromm, my brother Paul Fromm. Hour two is going to be Brother Don Wassel. And hour three is going to be the Bitter Ender himself. With that, people, before we run out of time, we're going to bring Paul on. Paul, give us a quick introduction. Tell us what we're going to do tonight. We got about a minute left before we go to our first break.
Eddie, and it's great to be on your show, and you are indeed a bitter ender. And really proud to be your friend. We're going to talk about the one of the greatest war crimes ever committed against white people, unfortunately by our own, at least those were the agents, and that's the bombing of the German city of Dresden, which occurred on the 13th and 14th of February, 1945. And we, in the German and anti-communist community, have been commemorating it in Toronto for the last 26 years. And last Saturday was no exception. Despite a terrible snowstorm, we still had a packed room of people who wanted to remember what had happened.
Brother Paul, thank you so much. You ended just in the time we have to go to our first break. We'll be right back, dear Blood River Radio people. Hang on to your seats. Short break.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips, anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Precious Blood Group Radio family, thank you for hanging out. I don't know if Paul's back yet or not, but just in case he's not, I'd just like to add this. This is Dresden Month. It is, we do honor the people in Dresden. We most certainly do. Paul's probably going to go over and give us another overview. It can't be said too much. The gore, the carnage, the incredible torture cannot be emphasized too much. I'd like to say something else, too. The same people that did the United States Ship Liberty, you people should know about that. The same people, the same country that attacked the United States Ship Liberty in international waters and tried like hell to sink that ship so they could blame it with the Jews, the Israel sunk it with the full permission of Lyndon Baines Johnson, may he rest in hell. Defense Secretary Robert McNamara, may his soul rest in hell. The same people did that, or the same people that did it to Dresden. They've done 1,000 other things. They exterminated 100 million people in Europe during the Second World War. On. They wrecked our borders. They own our monetary system. They run the university system. The whole thing, yard. Hey y'all, we're on the air. Hey Paul.
Yes, I'm here.
I tell her we're on all that laughter, all that's coming over the air. We're on the air. But yes, sir. People, we got another guest tonight. We have Paul. I think he has a friend of his he's going to bring up. Paul, I just got through adding a little ad lib commentary there. So if you will, since the first break you didn't get to say a whole lot, just go ahead and refresh our listeners, our audience, our precious Blood River Radio people, what we're talking about. And I just I just commented about the same people that did the United States Ship Liberty, same people did that, the same people that did Dresden, the same people that did the borders, on and on and on, an ever ending attack against white people, especially white Christians. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, picking up on the Liberty this past week, I saw a quotation by a comment by Lyndon Johnson, the president at the time of the attack on the Liberty, that he wasn't going to let the lives of a few American sailors get in the way of friendship with the state of Israel. Truly, he was a truly evil man. If you've ever got the chance to read his biography by Robert Carroll, I think there's some fascinating material in there, and he was a not only did he betray the South, betray you know the traditional South, and destroy segregation bring in things like affirmative action, which is basically anti-white discrimination. And I think, Trump may well go a long way to reversing that. But that was Lyndon Johnson, just a terrible person. But we were talking about Dresden, and I didn't realize this until maybe 2 weeks ago. The Germans had no long-range heavy bombers. The German bombers were supposed to be for infantry support, so short range. The Allies built thousands, not dozens or hundreds, thousands of heavy bombers that could go a long distance and carry a huge load. And the load of bombs was mostly to attack civilians. It was to smash up cities, and the British did that. They were the first to attack a city. They attacked Germany, Berlin, in 1940, hoping to provoke Hitler, and there was a retaliatory bombing. But thereafter, there was very little bombing of British cities. But Britain concentrated on bombing civilian areas, and not just yes, of course they did bomb factories in the Ruhr, but they particularly went after civilians, and that's a war crime according to the Geneva Conventions. Civilians are off limits, and this wasn't collateral damage. Like if you bomb a factory, well, okay, if there's some houses nearby, they might get hit too. This is not collateral damage. The bombings of places like Hamburg, where I think in one night they killed 40,000 people. You know, they're right now. The news services are going, emphasizing that so far probably 57,000 Ukrainians have died in the war in the Ukraine, and probably that many, and 50% more Russians. But still, that's over almost 3 years. 40,000 people died in Hamburg in one night. These are civilians. And this was done by the British and the Americans. The worst of the lot was Winston Churchill, who was a lifelong Zionist, and he was a particularly bloodthirsty individual, and that kind of brings us to Dresden, and he engineered the bombing of the city, the East German city of Dresden. It was always a cultural city, cultural center, and you probably have heard of Dresden, China. Well, that was one of the many products. It was a city of artists, theaters, museums, beautiful churches. It was a great cultural center of Saxony in Eastern Germany. And this was what they chose to bomb on the night of the 13th and the day of the 14th of
on February 1945. You've got to understand, the war was over. Now, they hadn't, signed an unconditional surrender yet, but American forces were pouring into the Reich from the west. The Russians were pouring into the Reich from the east. They were 70 miles away from Dresden. The war was over, and this was a cold-blooded massacre of probably half a million people. There's the probably there. It was a city of about 750,000 people, but there were probably as many more people who were poured in as refugees. So when they counted the dead, and that was very hard to do, they could only really identify residents of Dresden, not the refugees. Well, the refugees got slaughtered as well. British and Americans sent over a wave of, I think it was 2,000 bombers to bomb a city of 750,000 people. The first wave came in with percussion bombs that would hopefully blow the roofs off buildings. The next wave came in with incendiary bombs, and the goal was to drop the bombs right into homes, the resulting firestorm was what probably killed most of the people. It sucked the air out. I mean, people, you couldn't breathe. It melted the pavement. There are people seen just dancing through the street in agony. Their shoes burned off. Walking through molten asphalt. It was just terrible. The next morning, they sent in waves of fighters to strafe the survivors. Many of them were huddled along the Elbe River. There were some who thought, well, it would be safe in the zoo. The fighters came in, shot up the animals, shot up the people that were there. It was a cold-blooded massacre, and in planning it, Winston Churchill had said, we're going to baste the Germans. And we've always, at least in Canada, used the term baste, meaning to spread drippings or whatever on a roasting turkey or goose or chicken. Churchill meant was he wanted to massacre civilians. I must admit, I won't say with shame, I didn't know any better, but when he died in 1965, I was a high school student. I went down to the British consulate in Toronto and I signed the condolence books. And I so admired Churchill at the time, I wrote, the greatest Englishman of them all. Well, I certainly wouldn't say that today. He was a Zionist monster, a ruthless man whose stupidity and warmongering in two world wars, as Pat Buchanan said in his brilliant book about the two wars, he basically destroyed the empire which he claimed he wanted to preserve, his foolish actions caused untold suffering to fellow white people, mostly Germans, considerable suffering to his own people, impoverishment of his own people. I'm not ashamed. I signed it in good faith with the knowledge I had.
You were young. That comment. We have to go to our second break, Paul. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after this break. This will be about a 5-minute break, Paul, in case you didn't take a break. Okay. Be right back, people.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. 1 year ago, Donald Trump was a candidate speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference asking for support. Today, he has returned to thank his many supporters while touting the accomplishments of his first month in office. Mr. Trump says a number of polls indicate very popular support.
Our approval rating is now the highest ever across all demographics. Rasmussen just came out at 56%. Insider Advantage, 56%. RMG Research, 57%. And we have many polls in the mid-60s, one at 71%. We like that.
Mr. Trump just concluding a speech at the annual CPAC convention meeting in Maryland near the nation's capital. Also at townhall.com, the Justice Department has filed a complaint accusing a federal judge in Washington of misconduct. That during hearings over the president's executive order that calls for banning transgender troops from serving in the military. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The complaint filed by Attorney General Pam Bondi's chief of staff accuses U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes of inappropriately questioning a government lawyer about his religious beliefs and then trying to embarrass the attorney with a rhetorical exercise during an exchange about discrimination. It's seeking an investigation saying appropriate action should be taken to ensure that future hearings are conducted with the dignity and impartiality the public has a right to expect. A representative from the judge's chambers declined to comment. Ken Lorman reporting.
Bloodshed over the weekend in Virginia. Two police officers have been shot and killed during a traffic stop. A shooting at a hospital in York, Pennsylvania, that has left one officer dead. And at least five people are dead in a home in Indiana. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you magnificent. Dear Blood River Radio family, I've got some questions for Paul, but I don't want to slow him down. I'll save my questions until the end of his rhetoric. He has a lady on by the name of Kelly. I don't know if he's going to bring her on or not, but as you know, if you've been listening to Blood River Radio very long, we fly, we walk without a nest, we work without a net, we fly without a parachute, we fly by the seat of our pants, and sometimes we change programs in the middle of the damn show, but we never know what we're going to do. But anyway, right now we know we're going to go right back to my brother Paul, and he's going to finish up. This will be the last episode of Dresden Week. But go ahead, Dresden Month, excuse me. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, talking about flying without a parachute, I am a person who has fallen out of an airplane, believe it or not. it sounds worse than it was, but I was on a small flight on a small plane from Calgary to Edmonton. We landed in Edmonton. And push up to the door a set of stairs. So I was coming out of the plane with a balancing a briefcase and a small bag, and I held on to the railing of this mobile set of stairs. And I guess I leaned forward and I pulled the whole contraption down on me. So I actually fell out of a plane. it was not flying. Anyway, the stewardesses ran over and they pulled the contraption off me, and they thought I was badly injured or whatever, but I wasn't. They sort of pulled me up and it was okay. I put that on my Facebook. And, of course, my enemies in anti-racist action were chortling about that for a long time. But, I mean, I don't care. It wasn't my fault. And I mean, I could have hurt myself. But so I like to say I've actually fallen out of an airplane. But we were talking about Dresden. And so the next day, the 14th, the British and Americans sent in the fighters, and they just strafed everything. They strafed a lot of the survivors. And a friend of mine was a very young guy in Prague, I believe, which is, I believe, 60 miles away from Dresden. They could see Dresden lit up that night of the 13th, 60 miles away. They had only the vaguest idea of the horrors of what went on. A person who wrote a little bit about it was the American writer Kurt Vonnegut. I forget what books he was famous for, but he was in a POW camp in Dresden and survived. And so he's wrote a little bit about it. But the man who wrote the book that began to inform people in the West of the war crime that had been committed was my friend David Irving. He, in fact, it was one of his first books in the 1960s, was Dresden. If he could revise it today, I think he would revise the numbers up. What my friend Ernst Sundel used to call the vassal state, that's the current German state, would give you the figure of 20,000 dead. Irving was using a figure of about 135,000. But he did not have the access to the further scholarship that's occurred over the last half century. So the best estimate is about 500,000 civilians many of them refugees, for the most part, incinerated. And there's a famous picture of bodies stacked up like cordwood. And it's the picture's often captioned Jews murdered by the Nazis in this. Well, they can't even agree on what work camp it was. But that photo is not of Jews. That was photos of dead Germans in Dresden, and they were stacking them up. They had to do something to dispose of, you know, almost 500,000 people. They were preparing them for a mass grave. It was just horrific. And that's a story that has slowly come out, largely in the English-speaking world, because of David Irving. But we, you know, in the German community and, you know, anti-communist supporters, we keep it alive here. And we know there are other cities around the world that were, we have to keep these memories alive. As I said to the gathering of the committee of German, East German expellees, and they were the sponsors last week, we have to keep the memory alive. If we don't, it will be down the memory hole. And as history begins maybe to write itself a little bit, the history of World War II, that atrocity must be remembered. We in North America and Britain have, grown up, those of us since the Second World War, on the idea that this was the greatest generation, and they rid the world of this horrible person, Hitler, and we're the good guys. Well, by God, we were not the good guys. The killing of civilians, we hear endlessly about whatever might or might not have happened to Jews in the Second World War. What about what we did to fellow white people, civilians? It's one thing to shoot a soldier on the battlefield in uniform, fair enough, soldier against soldier, but the massacre of civilians, outrageous. And this should be remembered. That's why I'm very concerned about the current war between the Ukraine and Russia. It's once again white people killing white people to benefit whom. I'm all for what I think Trump is trying to do to get Vladimir Putin, with whom he has a pretty good relationship, to the table with that dreadful, corrupt Jew Zelensky, and stop the fighting, stop the killing. I mean, this is terrible. In Pat Buchanan's book about Churchill's key role in both wars, not just the second, but in the first, he starts each chapter with a quotation. And there's one that really sent chills down my spine. It was by the German Grand Admiral Tirpitz. In 1914, he was one of these geniuses that could see the future. So very early in the war, he said that this war could be the end of the white race. And in many ways, it may well have been. The gratuitous slaughter of the best and brightest, and that's the way the war was fought in those days. At one point, British officers were leading their men into battle, into machine gun fire, carrying only a pistol and a swagger stick. Well, they stood out like a sore thumb, so needless to say, they were slaughtered. And on both sides, the best, the bravest, and the best tended to die in a hail of machine gun bullets. And so we lost a lot then. In the Second World War, certainly on the continent, Germany particularly, Russia, lost millions and millions more. Maybe that's why we are led by such second raters today. the best and the brightest didn't breed. They died. And that's really concerns me today.
And no doubt it was planned that way. You're so right. You're hitting all my buttons, Brother Paul. It's always been white brother killing white brother. And it's even today. You know, and I'll just go ahead and say it. The Jew, we're never, you know, the Jew has never held to account. You know, we never have any wars attacking where Jews were involved. You know, I've been in the army, as everybody's mama knows, and you didn't see any Jews in combat. And I'll voice what Brother Gene said. He was a Marine. He said he never saw. He was in Vietnam. He never saw a Jew in combat. You know, it's just you never saw. You never did. What few I saw were like working in the JAG, which is called the Judicial Advocate. And I had to see that one a time or two because I was kind of a hellraiser and back in the States. But anyway, people are going to a break. When we go to our last break, first hour, when we come back, I'm going to ask Paul a question or two. And we'd like to bring his friend on, Kelly, if she'd like to come out, if Paul would like to. So we'll be right back, people. This is going to be a short break, about a two-minute break. Hold on.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, you know what? That commercial we just had on that came from Cool Hand Luke is one of my favorite. Well, it's not a commercial, it's a soundbite. That he cut the warden in the prison farm where Cool Hand Luke was, a.k.a. Paul Newman. He said, some men you just can't reach. That's true. People like Blood River Radio, controlled Judeo media, they can't brainwash us. And on the other edge of the sword, the other road, you can't reach these Judeo Christians. Like I tell people, I'm a recovering Baptist, which I don't know why we can't get through to them. But anyway, that I'm going to ask a quick question, and we're going to bring Miss. We have a lady down, Miss Kelly. She is a good friend of Brother Paul's. Any friend of Paul's is a friend of mine. So, Paul, I'd like to ask you a question. Either one of you or your friend can answer. And I'll just ask it during the break. Why? What possible reason, what possible excuse could the American bureaucracy, the higher-ups, what in the hell were we doing going all the way across the Atlantic Ocean to try to kill as many people as we possibly could that had never hurt us in any way? What possible reason could they give that that a man or old lady with normal intelligence could believe? What about that, Paul? I mean,
there are two answers. In the case of Canada, there was still a loyalty to the British Empire. We saw Britain as the mother country, and Britain was under attack, and so we rallied to the cause, except French Canada, which very wisely, there was a great deal of resistance or participation in the war. They very wisely said, it's not our war. It's a European war. Now, of course, Great Britain wasn't under attack. Britain declared war against Germany. But I'm only describing the way it was perceived. Britain's under attack. There's a famous song from the Second World War called There'll Always Be in England. There'll Always Be in England, and England by the Sea. The Empire too. We can depend on you. People volunteered for the best of motives, but it was a bad war. Now, in the case of the United States, Roosevelt was an arch conspirator, and he aided Britain because he detested Germany, but it wasn't entirely unselfish. What he wanted to do was to replace Britain as a world power, one of two or three major powers, and there were conditions. And among other the conditions, first of all, Britain had to repay all the lend-lease stuff. I think they finally finished paying just a few years ago, but they also had to give up their empire. It was a shameless power grab. But how did it benefit the United States to lose tens of thousands of men fighting in Europe and, of course, in the Pacific, but in Europe? Again, it was a misplaced honor on the part of Hitler. When America declared war on Imperial Japan, Hitler, because he had a treaty with Japan, felt he had to declare war on the United States. You understand it on the as the motive of an honorable man, but dumb. I mean, why give Roosevelt an excuse to get into the war? Again, with tragic results. You know, no matter what side you were on, tragic for Germany. It's still a broken country, an occupied country, essentially. Tragic for Britain. It cost them the empire, and in the dissolution of the empire came the invasion. You've probably seen these memes, two British soldiers talking, and in the background, it's, I guess, old soldiers. In the background, you see these Muslim mobs rioting in the British city, and one soldier says to the others, well, at least we beat the Germans. And you think, okay, yes. You beat the Germans, and what did you end up with? A crock of yak doo-doo.
Amen to that. With that, I have a few more comments, but I'd like to go to, if we could, to go to your sweet friend and lady who's on tonight listening, to Miss Kelly. How are you doing tonight? How are you doing, Miss Kelly?
I'm good.
Would you like to say a few words to the Blood River Radio family?
Okay.
Tell them that's your radio show, anything you'd like to talk about.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a radio show. It's on Revolution Radio, and we talk about the Jewish question. We talk about, I've interviewed people about World War II, and also about the Jewish question. I've interviewed people as well about the ancient Aryans in India, because they were white. And, I've I've been doing it since June of last year, and I really enjoy it. It's every Monday from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's on Studio A, and my show is called The Eyes Wide Open Show.
That's
to market,
great.
You know.
Now, yeah. What were the hours? Give the hours one more time, give them the radio station you own and the exact hours one more time.
Yep, 10 p.m. until 11 p.m.
Okay.
Eastern Standard Time, and it is on Studio A, Revolution.radio. That's the radio station. That's the website. And it's called The Eyes Wide Open Show.
Oh, that is great. I know I'm always going off on these rabbit trails. There's a movie I could recommend to people called Eyes Wide Shut. It was with, Tom Cruise and...
Yes. Nicole Kidman, I think.
There you go. Oh, yes. Okay. There was a lot of beautiful naked women in that thing, but people would miss the point if that's all they focused on, because it was, as you well know, it was about the elite, the very elite people that running the world, having a castle here in the United States or somewhere. Anyway, are y'all still there? We're still in the... Go ahead, y'all. If you can't speak, I'll shut up and speak directly into your phone, whatever, Miss Kelly. It seemed like we've got kind of two different conversations going. But go ahead. Let me ask you a question while we're at it. What got you? You say you're into the Jewish question. What got you? First, got you into radio?
Are we still Kelly? On?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, we're on. Uh huh.
Okay.
Yes, I was asking Kelly what got her into the radio, got into the radio business.
We're having trouble hearing you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me okay, Lizzie?
Pardon?
Lizzie?
Yeah, we've suddenly lost.
Oh, I was asking. I was asking Lizzie. Lizzie, am I coming out okay? Okay. I'm going out okay, Paul. It must be on y'all's end.
Okay, let's talk during the week.
Okay, yeah, it'd be fine. I'm going. Well, do you have any other parting remarks? We've still got about 2 minutes.
Can you hear me?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well then, did you have a question to ask me?
I'm just asking you. Did you have any passing remarks? Any other comments before we go? We've still got a couple of minutes, but I'm just seeing.
Oh, okay. Something I said last week, there was a Russian patriotic group back around in the 1980s called Pamyat, and that's the Russian word for memory. And they couldn't be too overtly anti-communist, but what they stressed was the memory, the history, the stories of the Russian people. And I think we have to be very... I think that was a very good idea. We have to commemorate the achievements and the defeats of our people. The Jews insist on Holocaust Remembrance Day in Canada, Holocaust Remembrance Day, Holocaust Remembrance Month, Holocaust memorials in most major cities, a Holocaust museum, all for the folk tales of one people. I have to be careful how I phrase this because it's the state religion here in Canada, not Christianity or Islam or paganism, but the Holocaust. You cannot deny it legally, but that makes it a religion, in my opinion.
Well, you're so right.
It's Paul,
we run completely out of time. Paul and Kelly, we run completely out of time. Kelly, get in touch with me anytime you like to, and we'll do what we talked about during the break. So thank you, Paul. Thank you, Kelly. God bless you. Thank you, Blood River Radio family, for listening. But tune in. We're getting ready to transition to the second hour. We're going to pick up Don Wassel. We've got about a 5-minute break, folks.